Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
I'm telling free town people, I'm just like. She my friend free town, but I remember she name.
I'm telling me from boss.
And that Aurora.
I'm saying that no, Aurora. You have to be Aurora.
She dark skin, right?
Aurora.
Yeah. And yeah, she's to be a conductor.
You have to be Aurora, right?
She just takes Stefan's side when Stefan start the whole beef. You know? I'm saying, why she stick up for she Freetown people?
Yeah, man. But Stefan used to do me the same friggin' son, dog. The same sudden. And me remember one day, either me, come think my brother, they tell me the same story as well, you check? So, really? Timmy walk with one knife in my bag. Well, probably not me, because I'm in a violent like that. So, I think my brother tell me that he walk with a knife in his bag to stab up Stefan if he touch it, that did it. But how about it's like every day that I say, yo, today are the last. If you trouble me today, you dead. It's like the boss.
How he know, he has sense.
In his head, and he just not freaking do not the boss just, me no know. Me remember me, they get lashy. Yo, every freaking day, the man just sit down next to me, and the boss just dig my nose shit. Me say, ha. Every freaking day, and the day when I say, boy, I'm going to lashy to it. I say, yo, for me say, boo. Before the word even come out, blash. And the boss is sitting next to me, and the boss just like a little freaking lamb.
Bro, I'm tired now. Something happened, and he and Jaron must have close or whatever, because Jaron must have get gal or something from he, like, on connection or something. Because apparently, he may just not turn a gal, so Jaron must have, you know. And he sent John a link to something. So John ain't by me at the time. So John said, hey, yo, Stefan, send me something, boy. Let's see what this will be. When I opened the link, I just smothered a helicopter with his dick. And then soon as daddy come, he said, you're gay. So this will be, what? So in the moment, head, me say, boss, John, what you watch? Man say, yo, dog, Stefan sent me this. So now I'm trying to figure out what make the man send you this. So,
Hey, look.
So I'm just after that man the boss.
Yeah, so I'm really after
that. Stefan does, all up to this day. If Stefan see me, Stefan go come and go try flip my man text.
Bro,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm chilling.
No, but when I make, sorry for cutting you.
Yeah.
But when he may get his first car or whatever, and the driver, and the man, they move different now. I say, yeah, he can't even talk to you, know. Seen. I'm going to switch up hard. We'll get done your story.
Yeah, boy, on time, me find free town boy. Bus a school bus, a bus a boy. And your boy being man and then me they near me in the bus. And then don't say no eating in the bus now. So when me come off the bus now, the man say, yo, something about Troy this again. So I say, alright. So when me walk off now, the man go say something, oh you can yam the bone and then me left for you. So I say, what is fuck it, your boy? Me turn around and me throw the whole container straight in a pin in my face and he turn away his head so he just graze the side of his face and everything just open and just throw it for everybody. Your boy the bus gonna drive off now. Me don't walk, me walk, me proud now. I say, yeah, them all is funny. Me not throw it, you know what I mean? Your boy, when I reach, I'm going to the house now. I hear beep, beep, beep.
He was a reverse by you.
Yeah, I'm telling the boss, a reverse, why? So I'm saying, So, my auntie looked for me. Khalid, what you do? What happened out there? I said, nothing. Me no know. Me no know why the boss turned back. So, see then, she said, me no go to them now. Go, we'll see what I go on now. So, then I go, look, me look out. And then I say, I throw it something in the bus. I say, I throw it nothing at the man container. I just give back. So, then I say, well, I need to come clean up the bus. I need to come clean up the bus. And I can't drive my boy. If he not even be for my auntie, if he leave me one home, for the lock up the house and the road. But I like the house with the lock up, I'm going to even answer. They won't even know my tongue. what my auntie tell me was telling him to clean up the bus.
You all, you been going clean up?
Eh?
You got there for mother could not get you clean up bus.
Yeah, boy, my auntie tell me, boy, you go, you know what I mean? I just take the broom and just sweep up the bone and them, you know what I mean? Whatever stain I get from that, something I have to take.
They had to abuse me for getting put on that bus there.
You know what I mean? But me tell it, but that man could have aggravated. Yo, I never had a family with sweet on people now, but that man could have just aggravated so that they just get pissed off now and again with them, you know?
Yo, that man's gone like I didn't have him brought up, see dog.
None.
Your boy in the tab was Scotty.
Like I didn't get dragged up.
Scotty may look like a soft man, but because he mean big, me feel like he just push people around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
from Scotty, from how we get to the same, like, I want to say age, but
height
and then kind of Sunday, like a Scotty. You realize I'm punky, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just big.
I remember my time, me just loved on Alyssa.
Mm. Peters?
And, yeah. Yeah.
Love Alyssa too, boy.
Nah, maybe I was seeing Alyssa as my sister.
Me go home, go fetch in, take a picture of my bud boy.
Hey.
Don't tell me that you sent that to my woman.
Nah, send your boy, me go find the bus, and me just love, me just ask to sit down next to she.
You know what I mean? So your phone open, your perv.
Yeah. So when she sit down now, she back on us love for grace from her leg and so forth, and she just waste one shot,
girl. Skirt.
Your boy.
Mm.
Me just slowly, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? One time, you know, me show she the body now from the corner. And she look over for another and say, yeah, the back side, yeah, man. So me work my hand and slowly fetching, you know what I mean, grab up the bottom now. Nobody know how I go on, everything I go smooth and I say, ah, so me actually get him, boy. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean, me touch up. How are they rash, boy? Scatting the people over from the fetching back street and take on my phone. I said, what are you rash at that? Shot John Silver.
Bro, but still, me pan a bus, cause me ready scatting your back, guys.
You want to be half a pan a bus, dad. Yo, I'm like, the man said, I want the man said, tell, how I go on here? Why you look so much, you know? So, me there, I'm like, what's the fun of, come tell me what my dad. I'm like, just get around, I'm on my board, no shit, I'm saying, what a fresh boy.
Yo, you are killing me, no shit, you're today.
Hey, Scotty, hold on to my phone, boy. Hey, me Bex, no shit, boy.
Yeah, so boy, what really be going to the head and so, dog?
Time when I teach my fetching cartridge. Hey, me Bex, want to be done now. Me remember game, me be boy. Some game.
Mm.
And boy, me end up, come home, right go Freetown. I was in here, Gloria. I sit down from the fetching gallery. I'm going to tell you, yo, tell Scotty more I'm a game. Because I'm upon school bus and the man come and take up my game. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, and yeah. But yeah, we can't, I mommy, something say. He not have no game and blah, 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 blah. I'm going to tell you, more I'm a game. The man, he have a game in his hand. You know what I mean? But me even remember how that something ended up, boy. Me even think me get back now. I'm just going to hand us left.
This could be.
Kali, they get ready for bus or windows.
Let me tell you that.
Oh, yo, I had a sick story in time, right? So, me go on Sunday, and me go half from Bay for swimming practice for Pathfinders, and a couple of other people. I think I wasn't really going to Pathfinders, but I was just at the beach because it's beach. And it was Jaran, but Jaran, me come down there with free family, and he just come for trouble because of them. And my friend Brian was up east with me, so he came to beach with me. And Lamika, Desiree, and Candino on the beach, and we just over there chilling, right? So we over there chatting, Ricardo. So we over there chatting, chilling, whatever, having fun. Then some Freetown man come down the hill. I don't spot them on them bike now since they're at the top of the hill. So then once come down, I see how the car over. So they say, let's see, I can see who over there. So I saw them coming over, and I knew exactly who it was. It was Beanie Man and this other man from our youth skill. I used to like me to
hear.
Chipped or something.
Me feel that they Kapil, he doesn't tall you, man.
Yeah. Used to live hard with you, so yeah. And me and Brian and Ricardo, we ride around the place just making some sandbar, throwing and everything, right? So we just having fun, sandbar, leaving our hand turning into missing, so getting in our eyes, hitting our back, stinging our back and everything. And we say, ha ha. Yeah, and the girl's name say, yeah. We just over there just farming the fool and chatting and, you know, whatever, right? Them man say, oh. Yeah, man, you want to play like a game? So, yeah.
Okay. So
you want to play sandball and war? So, I'm saying, all right, better two of them, three, are we? The odds against, you know, them. So, I said, yeah. So now the girls and them over there watch. And they say, all right, let's all prepare our sandball. And then when I done, I'll come play. So all right, over there, the three are we, me, Brian, Ricardo, we making a little sandball. We talk to the girls like, yeah, it's like a fun boy. And I pick up strategies, like how I hit them and so, right? And then man just, just a chill to talk to each other and look over upon us. And when I look over, all the man's do, like, give them a prayer, like, wash their hand or something. Just so, right? So, I don't really see them going to do nothing. Every once in a while, they'll go grab some water, dust their hand, and then go back and dust some stuff. So, I must have about, like, 30 sandball a piece, right? Them mans must have had 10, right? Them man say, I ready? And I say, yeah. So, I have 2 sandball in my hand. Brian have 2. Ricardo have 2. The girls and them watching, right? Them man set up 2 a piece. And when them man lift them up, I see how big them be, right? They're like some cannonball. Right? I swear, one them cannonball glisten in the sun, dog. It be perfect. Yo, when I say perfect, so in my head, I'm going to say, yo, dog, what are the dog? They have a stone in them. Got freedom. Freedom, my love, man. Right? So, in still, my thing is, it get easy for dads. No way you can just toss them big, boulder looking. Like, it's like a...
Man, chang no shit.
The man chang no shit, dog. Brian is a guy with a good amount of confidence. So Brian running first, right? And Brian throw the stuff, and the boy then just turn them back and take it in the shoulder, right? And me say, hey, hey, hey. Right? Brian, the man like turn around right and get ready for aim, right? The other man behind, he have free sandball and ready for throw. So this is me. I'm not even approaching that, right? I want to see the damage he gonna do. Brian duck for dodge it, but the man never throw it. So Brian don't useless dodge, right? And then all I hear is doop, right? I'm Brian Farlock. So I'm over there panicking. Some say no. So I start run, right? Go bush. Brian take off in the water because he's a swimmer, right? And Beanie Man run after me. Ricardo gone, right? So now this is not no game no more. This is life or death, right? So them man's a toss, bam, right? And something happened and we running, right? So we say, okay, time out, right? So them man stop, right? So Beanie Man already Lego one. The tall dude already Lego one, so they have one. So I said, yo, let me see them. So we inspecting, right? The man put it in my hand. I'm saying, yo, this heavy. How you do this? And the man show us how he did it. He said, just add some water, make it small. And then you just keep rubbing it and adding some dry sand. And then so we get a tutorial on how to make one of these, right? But we don't have no time for this. So we went to the girls and them and said, all right, look, what y'all need to do is make a bunch of sandbars for us, right? And we're just gonna pass across, throw them at them, and just try dodge. So we're running up and down, and them man just saving them for the right moment because they keep. They're just not wasting them because they only have like 10. So we're getting real serious now. So we say, we're going to hit them from all kind of angles. Just try to get sand in their eye and everything. But nothing working on these guys, right? Brian decide, all right. No, what happened is we got tired because we were literally just running up and down and them man just walking, right? So we realized that we're not going to win. But them man's like, if they're not going to stop. Because for the whole day, we chose sand in their face, right? And the only one who got a solid good hit was Brian. So them man's now... Like, I think we couldn't get away, so the tall guy went for Brian, and Brian fly in the water and start swim, right? Because Brian's a good swimmer. The tall youth man in the water just walks into me. Clearly, he got to stop. The man put one of the sandball under the water and have the other one over his head, right? And start swim out towards Brian. Right? He take the first one that's soaking in the water and fling it. So he hit the water like mud. And Brian dive under the water, right? And I see this man still have his hand out there swimming out to Brian. As soon as Brian bring his head up, BOW! In the Brian head. Right? So this is me. That man dead. Right? Ricardo gone. I don't know where Ricardo is. Beanie Man now just there watch the whole thing. He at a good distance. So now Beanie Man see the panic in my face and start running me, right? I dash off the beach and... You know, the all abandoned hotel?
Yeah.
And they have the, at the far end, is like a dirt road that lead back to the golf course. They're half of it, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm heading on that road now, right? I'm here run, me see. But I get to the golf course, and I'm just last. Because in my head, Beanie Man in the boat behind here. What he can do behind here, right? So I foot in it, barefoot in the dog, and I know Cassie back here. So I'm looking on the ground, I mean, I'm trying to dodge and I'm jumping on every little patch of clearness that I see. Beanie Man, whoop, 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 like if he needs to cast it for ground, right? Mm. And I'm going to say, shit, if I run in the open on this road, he going to catch up to me. So I dig it in the bush, right? Beanie Man run through the bush, and I slipped and fell, and that boy just tied up over me and said, yeah. I'm going to say, yo, please, dog, just cool, dog. And the man just wind up. I try to make myself smart. He hit me right in the ribs. Bam! And he said, all right, my dog, no. I'm, hey, me dick. I'm your skin up in the dog. Side the hat me. And the 2 hours just walk back. I'm just bex, no. I'm a bex, bex, bex. And he not say nothing. He's just a laugh and a walk. I'm your home aside. I'm going to go back and brand a holy head. And I just go chill by the girl and them. I just talk to them.
And Ricard is nowhere to be found.
But so their freedom man can make a mean sandball bass.
He do sound like Beanie Man boy.
Boy, Beanie Man and different man boy.
All them number tell me what ask you make you stab me with sudden.
One time me home and from my house. You know, my house set up. It's my house kind of facing Beanie Man house. Check. Mm. So me inside and me look over by the house, check, guys. The same time they were cleaning down some land. Mm-hmm. So they clean down the land right next to Beanie Man house. So the back or inside of the bush dig up the friggin' chain them. Unknowingly to the friggin' back of man, Beanie Man, old man inside of the bush or shit. So there is Beanie Man, old man, running out of the friggin' bush with the toilet paper in his friggin' hand. And the back of friggin', at the back of, you know, how the back and the front of the back of son does a dig up the friggin' son. The back of man like even realize the boss, eh? So lick him on the boss and the friggin' death. Oh, I didn't friggin' time, boy. We laugh, no shit. Boy, that was a time, boy. That was a time to be alive, boy.
Boy, that time. I know if I know Victor. Well, you didn't know Victor.
Yeah.
Yeah, Victor go. Yeah. Christian and I, who am I? Come, who am I? Why? Come by Christian, why shit? And no, yeah, Christian won, but what happened? He just come from court case, so he's dirty.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Because he's so dirty, you know what I mean? He want to go into the house. So Christian said, well, if you know what, Christian tell him, well, go bush, you're dirty, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Oh, I didn't joke, my man go bush. I forgot I had a tire paper. grab some bush in his hand, like a ball.
Oh no,
yeah, I don't wipe out his bottom. Victor Dutton, what happened? Bottom and yelling.
Oh, he didn't take off against the neck.
The neck off of that.
Oh,
wife.
Mm. Well, if he's a boy, yo.
The bastard necker itch, dog. Okay, he's supposed to know better.
Exactly. me remember friggin' time, me there friggin', I think a primary school, me there, and me take up friggin' skinny necker and carry go to school. Then turn him in the class, Alice and me, grand them. He rub skin necker up on all the friggin' hand. What the friggin' talk? The teacher no freaking call me and bang with no shit. How are the ramitas? What about me? What, hey? But then they scratch no shit. What about get blown no shit after?
Bro, that's not even that. And time out, they walk with something, you know. And I don't even know who it was. I'm going to take Alicia. Alicia Everett and so. And they walk, you know. And Alicia just push all of her week off the road and there's a stick nickel. So you want to see how you roll. Doop, 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 doop. Down the side of the little hill. In a beer stick nickel, dog. And then I say, oh, don't scratch it or you can get worse. But you know how hard it is with a stick nickel in your face, hand, chest, foot, and you can't itch, but your skin doesn't itch you. Tacha. I'm going to never used to like Alicia, no. Because Alicia used to always bang me up. Like, are people them who, when they... The thing is, I think she did kind of like me back in the day, but she used to do it aggressively. So she used to ask to hit me up and hit me up. I'm never used to like that. So I said, yo, just knock me up, but she handed heavy. And she like, if she just don't know how for a whole box, so she give me some big bass. She knocked me on my shoulder fling. Fua. She lashed me from my leg. And so, when she lashed me from my back, bass here. Boop. Fua. who could have swear a fight? She won't fight, but she just laugh and hide it.
Hmm. But me so shocked when I find out she and Boogie do it. I said, what are you as a boy?
Who that is?
Boogie and Ty, you my concrete.
Honestly speaking, me used to really love Dr. Alicia, you know what I mean? Like, I remember when we were in, I think we were in fourth form, and Alicia probably in third form. So, my friend was troubling Patricia, and you know, Patricia Gihee, a bunch of pushy. It so happened that Alicia was in that batch. I mean, it's a boy, but since primary school, me may want to trouble Alicia, and you know, now I had an opportune time. So, me, she started talk. Me talk to she, and me talk to Anita. I may talk to Terry Yan. I may talk to Friggin.
Adventure School.
Then time to talk, dog.
Bash your name in Adventure School. Me say, Bash, your name is not Justin from.
And yeah, man, me talk, but then thing that, but they never really know me, but that ain't another story, though. But what me try to say is, me now met that Alisa and Tassie and Terry, all of them are friggin' friends. You know, the same class, you know, the same friend zone. But me talk to all of them at the same time. You try to me say? So, me tell this one here, me love them. And me tell the other one, me love them too. And when they reach the school, they think they do an ash one on their phone. So, but me really love Alisa, dog, you check? And remember Alisa's mother had mole, you check?
Mm-hmm. So, Iran.
Yeah, so... I mean, me love Alicia, so whatever your family and so have me in a kick.
Mm-hmm.
So, me tell my friend about Alicia, dog. So, me carry he up at Adventist school. Well, the two of them go Adventist school, whatever. So, me turn up by the corner, by the hospital, day, by, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And me talk to Alicia. Alicia, mother, pick she up. My friend turn up. My friend come and turn up right next to me.
Oh,
so
no.
So, the same time, Alicia... mother picks you up, then time the veranda drive a little car.
The Chevrolet.
So
Chevrolet.
Then drive Gudong. Then drive them a drive Gudong towards Adventist School for turn around, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my friend a hole, you know, I laugh because
oh, no.
He see the mole, right? So he want to laugh. So you hole, yo, like when like you want for boss. I see your face look like you want for and the boss a hole of me dog. The boss waits until the woman, as I said, the woman drive down towards Adventist school and turn around. So me here turn up a talk and the boss said, chop up, boy, you want to laugh, no shit. Not knowing that Varan a come back up the same road. So, there is me and he look up and see the little frigging car. The boss bust out one big frigging laugh, right? I mean, Alicia face both up the same friggin' time. After that, Alicia never talked to me again, dog. Never, ever talked. Like me say, dog, the man ruined it, dog.
Where's Alia? Oh.
Boy, I see good boy. I mean, it's a love down Alicia, see? Love down Alicia. You used to love down Shamika. Who else needs to love down? I think that was it. Check.
Kiana. Man, love down Kiana.
No, I never originally loved them dog.
Great.
Oh boy.
Yeah, boy, remember when Adi tell me to deal with a girl from Adventist school. So I said, who y'all like? Man said, yo, I go come up here. I'll go link you. And me look, Adi deal with Terrian. I said, what do you ask? I said, yo, you know what
those skinny long Terrian?
Yeah, boy.
The girl is move stush okay, so no.
Yo, boy, you me tell me those troubles, you know, I just say, boy, I never really knock up my head, but when I hear Adi trouble on my soul, so Adi tell me, boy, yo, follow him. Then tell me that I was going to Atta's, no, me walk around, no, follow Adi, go follow the girl, go yard, and so. I'm going to say, boy.
So, what used to happen was, the same friend of mine that they troubled Patricia, they always have, like, what set her, the low class friend and them, you check. So, but you know, Patricia a hot girl, but she have some friends that, you know, would be C plus, you check.
Yeah.
So, that's with Terry and Alisa and them kind of something come up. So, every time me to tell them, yo, okay, so me can't get one of the girls in them too, they would always say, oh, you know what I mean, Justin, you can take, you know what I mean, one of them. You check them, you try to say. So, what then do, the brother do, same friend of mine, he set me up with the same Terry. So Terry Ann used to call me and tell me, oh, she loved me or whatever, whatever. So I said, dog, I really no love Terry Ann, dog. The girl looked like she had AIDS because she used to have some like a bumps and stuff. And she came
up. Yeah.
So then time me used to big pan the AIDS thing. And so one of my friends would tell me, yo, the girl had AIDS, dog. That's how, yo, they used to catch me like that. So he tell me the girl had AIDS, and then me look on the girl's skin and me realize it all. The man said, yo, I'm up in a kiss, you know, dog. I said, dog, I'm going to kiss the girl now. The man said, dog, yeah, it is, no, dog. The boy said, me start fret, me go home, and me start fret. I said, boy, me left this girl, you know. So, because then done set me up with the girl.
I
tell the girl, yo, the man said, he wants you to do it, and the girl said, me and she together. So, me go figure YMCA the afternoon. And me go YMCA, the girl play netball, the girl happy. The girl tell people, oh, she go to she people, really. So, me just go up. Walk, you know, like with a bench, and then they just walk them towards the fence. I'm just making sure, you know, yo, differently, you know, I mean, I done it, check. Me try to say something, yeah, you know, we don't check.
Boy, girl.
Just walk off. Yo, the girl, one of my friends, Minde, he said, boy, when you left, the girl gonna play for the rest of the day, dog. You know, where it tells she, but you can see the girl feel them, dog.
Oh, so, shit. Yeah. The girl was so well happy. Yes, yeah, man. Hey,
you know how that it go, boy. You couldn't deal with that AIDS thing, you know what I mean?
Where them as they so dog? They never read you.
Yeah, the man, yo, they never read. And that was my another topic I was gonna say. So with the same, like how you were saying, my name was in Adventist school. I didn't believe that because how it used to go was when Patricia and they used to see me, they say, "Oh, you're the black guy that rhymes with Alcan." Let me say, I would forget that. My name now. I'm just in here. I say, yeah. Away he did. I say, me no know, but me right, yeah. You know what I mean? Do I do? But the girl in the locker, they never freaking take me on. So me have to just lock that. That's your friend. Me have to lock you off, check. So, and like a create my own click. So it look like I say, yo, me the guy that line with. You know what I mean? Why me can't be the guy? Check. You know what I mean? Sometimes I have to do that, boy.
But, you know, me never does understand why the guys in the inside the school can't get the girl in there. Why are we outside man a come to check where our Adventist?
You check?
Because that's see it all the time.
I feel like that now. I'm going to blame them really.
No, mystery data are you.
But when I left school and then I said, come back and so I said, hey, they must be crazy. Nah. But I used to wonder the same thing in college because, like, you throw some vibe and they cut all their style up and you're like, no fun, so you're like, what? And then see some man that you know, had to get them and say, but how? Come sick. So what make Eddie choose this one over me?
But I remember when Joshua come up there, boy. Hey, I like her, then girl go crazy. I said, Tad, them man from grammar school come up there, and then the time when Janty come up, boy, Alyssa, all them people, I said, Tad. And now you're just a cool and I try to trouble them girl so casual and I had to just come on. Then girl just see by the gate.
Bro, they act brand new now. I see my partner, I say, hey, yo, where I do over here? Boy, I look for two girls. I say, all right, man, stand there, all man school. The girl, let me come over. Oh, hi, Timon, where? I'm say, oh, brand new.
Yeah, man, so you go for real, boy. No mystery there to I, so. Mystery there to them other guys that they don't know about.
Bro, boss, across the school, maybe Mary Pickett's.
Yeah.
You know, them Mary Pickett's, man, didn't even, you can consider them high schoolers or primary school people. Or just in between.
Boy, them man, they go college.
Them man's pull couple girl well, no, for our school, no. I may say, you mean some good man right here and I go across the friends with some primary youth? And they had this other youth, man, I don't remember his name, but he used to ask me nice. He talk about, boy, man, gun in my bag, no. I say, yeah. Yeah, and the boys always
Jesse.
Jesse must have dated two girls from my class. Angel, Archibalds,
and Daniel.
Oh, and well, Daniel. A tree, and what the other one name? She's skinny.
Derica.
Joseph. Yeah. So this man dated three girls. They Adventist school same time, and all them three girls as a taboo tea. Man, I'm say. So how come I don't know that he deal with Archie and with everybody else now? Like, how your friend circle work? Because I know they're all intertwined. Yeah. Either they know that he did with all three of them and they just compete. But me try to figure out what make he? Because he have gun?
Why me remember?
No, he may just loud. He may just always loud and argue and just look beef.
No, no, he may be the tall, buff of one. Daniel does do it on a short one. A short one. What am I even oversee?
Yeah, me and nobody else. He may be the only one that they make nice, so that's all that I notice.
Oh, but Daniel does do it on a short one until when one day, they school and she left on Gudong in the Atlas. We look free. Gudong the road, did he? Left school early and go down the road. How are you going to be there, ain't there? Me when she old man come pick you up.
Oh, and then I'm big sudden.
Yeah, boy, hey, tell your boy, hey, get some blood there, right?
This school some serious blood, huh? Teacher so worried.
Tell your boy, get some blood because where Daniel? You can't stay with Daniel there because they know where Daniel there. When you look boy Daniel, let's put hospital corner.
Check.
Oh, what is that? I tell you, that's some blue boy.
So there's some more wonder when parents overreact, then the thing, then they just push them kids like in a direction that they don't want them to go. Cause every parent that I see that like strict with their kids, then kids just can't wait, and then the kids get out. They don't see that they're pushing their kids to the same direction that they don't want them to go in.
Not necessarily.
Like every person that I know, the parents try to keep them inside it. Once they get the little freedom, they get out because they don't know when they're going to get back in that little prison.
Because, okay, for instance, okay, Khalid, would you say that you were sheltered and protected?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, me just unruly, you know.
Yeah, but that's because,
you may understand the question, Khalid. Understand the question, ma'am. Would you say that you were sheltered and protected? Like, you can't really go much
closer. No, I can't say that.
Okay, because from my perspective, I would say to like a typical person or whatever, you kind of come off like you were sheltered, and you know, like when everybody would they probably go carnival and them kind of places, like and certain places. And so I don't think you would be one of those persons to be going to like fets or night clubs and you know them kind of stuff. No, you get older. And yes, you do go certain places, but you know, and like I say, you're going crazy with her. You know, like, okay, me and Kali, they talked earlier, and we were talking about Adia. That's your name, right? Adia. Yeah, we were talking about
Adia. From Freetown?
Same for the girl. Yeah, from Freetown. right on the line.
Okay, yeah, I know her. No, I'm going to hear that. I remember time you came new if you could look for her. Just go.
Sorry. Me? Khalid.
No, I'm thinking of you.
You.
Me add your family now.
Oh, okay. Alright, then.
But side point. Adia me love my dog. So
okay, well my mind doesn't work at that then.
Adia mother and the lady that raised me were best of friends, right? So one day I want to figure to the woman called Pamela and say, tell Justin. For Adia now, because he had your family. So Pamela say, I want to talk about it. She say, me look why me just come and Justin send Adia picture and her kind of son. Just make you know her family then be. Not knowing Adia on my Facebook profile. So she used the computer. So, you know, you click on your Facebook profile, the picture will come up big.
Yeah.
So Adia pan for my Facebook profile, I lost half of my picture. And she mother must walk. I see she look at my picture on Facebook. And the excuse that she used are that me sent she picture. Then time the minute on a computer, me used to go to school and make for my friend upload my picture on Facebook. And he used to control my Facebook coming on a phone. Check him so my nana me sent she no finger picture. But she used to head over heels for my dog. You check? Until she mother. When she mother realized that I'm me, she like, she mother must have think that, you know, me not good enough for she. So she does some searching and then she say, a family me and she be, you know what I mean? So that was a little side point. But when me used to come assembly, Newfield for go check Adia, it was because me and Kiana me did a deal. So Kiana was supposed to come up by Adia and you know what I mean.
Boy, Kiana want to trap that tree, you know, but she...
Adia or Kiana?
Kiana.
okay, don't talk about my lawfully wedded wife.
Please. Sorry, boy. Okay, I'm not gonna share the rest of that information then.
Just yes, go. Please keep those talking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yourself. I apologize.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. But as you were saying about me and Khalid were talking earlier about, you know, kids being sheltered, and so we were talking about Adia. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Adia was somewhat sheltered in her younger years, mm-hmm. and now that she gets some freedom is like, you know what I mean, she just wild, you know what I mean? Everywhere she date, every party, you know, she you know, she wanna talk about body positivity and then kind of stuff, and she attack basically like semi nude pictures and those kind of stuff. So you know what I mean? It's like, you can say that she was sheltered, and now that she gets out, she just wants to be out, you know, she wants to be free. But me think, me not see nothing necessarily wrong with sheltering a child, because as you were saying earlier, you know, children should be allowed to be children, but then you should also have time to teach them about the real world as well.
Yeah.
So I don't think you should necessarily not shelter them, but do it in a healthy manner.
Mm-hmm.
You check, like one thing we always talk, well, always come to my mind is Wayne from Newfield, Pune.
Yeah.
So back in the day, so me used to really good. I mean, me used to always talk, and so now I don't really know about him so much now, because you know I'm in the day Antigua and whatever. Mm-hmm. But I remember when me used to talk, and so he used to say, "Oh, them guys from church used to always get panicked because he used to tell them about how they have their young daughters and so on, whatever." And they used to tell you, oh, you're not on a picnic now, so you can't talk. You know what I mean? You don't know what it is to raise a child or to raise a girl or whatever. And he said to them, I remember he said this. Well, he said to me that he said to them that, I watch and see. Me go get on picnic and me get on data. And Betty come out better than fire the one. You know what I mean? And, well, I can only talk from what I know. You know what I mean? From back then. I mean, Manah said she was perfect because me don't really know what she do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But she, to me, at the time, at the age she was way better than a lot of girls. Like, because most likely, I would believe that Wayne is very strict. You check on HIV, say. And I would believe that he also shelter and them kind of stuff. But then, I never see she go on, like I say, like she one of them other gal, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, well, I would know she better since I had to go Adventist and all that kind of something. But from outside looking in, okay, I don't want to take up all the talking. So
no.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Me listen.
Yeah, so basically what I'm saying is, I think like you can do some sheltering, yes, but then, you know, Wayne is a rough, hands-on guy and kind of stuff there, and you know, a lot of things that he know, you know, he teach and he say he spend a lot of time talking to that, and so like he used to tell me, yo, when she left from school, she go this after class, and as soon as school done, the first thing she could do, I pick up the phone and call him. And he say, and now he tells she for do him. She just want for them. And that's what I think what parents fail to do are build one relationship and build one trust and a bond with them picking the other.
Yeah, so, yeah. But it,
yeah, okay, go
sorry
ahead.
For cut you. But it kind of tricky because you have to figure out, like, sometimes you have to hold your status as a parent, but then you can't be their friend because then they might cross certain lines. So I always thought about that because I did an episode with my dad. I were talking about it, and he was like, I tell him, like, he's a straight, like, my parents are strangers that I love.
True.
You check? And he said, what do you mean? I was like, because I don't really know nothing about you. Only thing I know about you is that you used to be a bad Russian kid. And that's from like the stories that I hear from my grandmother or my auntie. So he said, but that's how you learn about the person. You're going to ask the people. I said, no. What, are you crazy? You're supposed to tell me. He's like, you never ask. I'm like, you see? I always knew that was going to be an excuse, like, ask and I'll tell you. But that's not true. Because it seemed like your life only started when you got baptized. So I don't know. I don't have access to all that shit because clearly God wipe your memories, you know, and you start a new slate or whatever. So it's like, I don't know how you even get mommy, how you bag mommy, like what kind of lyrics you were dropping, you know? What type of people were into and all kind of stuff. Like, I couldn't get those information. But his whole thing was asking. So as we talking about certain stuff, I said, all right, so tell me, what did you have to do to get mommy? He said, well, you have to go ask him about it. And I said, you see, you don't talk. So that's exactly what happened. But I asked you a question, and you don't want to talk about it, or you send me somebody else. And he's like, he never really thought about it because, like, he and his old man never had no kind of relationship like that. Like, he said he old man would go get up, go work, come back, give the money to the his mother, ask him to
do whatever. It's like, how can you teach something that you really don't know?
Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. So I couldn't you blame never him experience. For nothing. Yeah. But in my head, I'm thinking, bro, I want my kids to know. Like, I'm going to talk to them and tell them, like, if they want to do anything, convince me. So he helped to help them to develop reasoning. Like, you know, as a parent, I'm going to say no to certain things. They're aware of that. So they're gonna like, choose when they want to ask and build a case why they should go. And they're going to show them that they're going to be responsible. Yes, there might be drugs. Yes, there might be drinking. Yes, there might be sex. But I'm going to give you my word that this is going to happen. I'm going to be aware and I'm going to be responsible and blah, blah. And if they can convince me to send them, I know that they're thinking. You know what I mean? That's all you need to, like, once I can talk to my kids and I know that they use their brain and they're not just following the crowd or whatever, they can have a good amount of freedom because I know they're not going to do shit, but I don't see them. And if somebody said they do shit, I have to believe them because I know my kids. You know what I mean? Not to say that they won't do shit out of character. But In my head, I always had this thing like, maybe I have to condition my kids. Like, when I take off my ring, we best friends, but they can't get one without the other. So if they want the best friend version of their father, they can get it. But they always have to come back and get the father. So I might say like, oh shit, son, you get your first pussy. Oh, you're cool. And then afterwards, I'm going to put on my ring and be like, all right, so we have to talk about protection and stuff. And like, you can't be doing this with young ladies. Like, wait until you're married. You know what I mean? But I don't want to seem like this weird back and forth, two persona type thing. But I want them to be able to come to me. But there's a time and place for everything. So you can't just go be like, you wake up and say like, hey, yo, what the fuck are you doing for... No, you can't do that because I'm a father of respect. But I still want you to be able to come to me and talk about anything. I don't have to hide it because I'm going to judge you or whatever. But you have to get both sides of the coin. Like, I can be your friend, but you still... There's respect and I have to give you the advice as a father. Like, for my daughter or something, if I have, I want to show her the game. I need to tell her, like, listen, this is how men think. This is what men want. This is how they move. Don't fall for their tricks. And then I just leave her. If she could be a hoe, I gotta let her know that she have to be the best hoe and the smartest hoe. But hopefully she don't become a hoe.
Let me ask you a question. If you have a son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you give him a condom and tell him to protect himself?
No. I wouldn't, because it's low-key an encouragement. And I feel like I'd want to tell him. Because like, I feel like I'd have to tell him to church to get him like a Christian foundation, right?
What do you think, Bling?
Me, I wouldn't give him, but mother talk to him and about protection.
Okay, interesting.
Mother, mother talk to him.
Yeah, I would talk to him, but I wouldn't give.
Why I must say that is because I remember one time we went to like the retreat with the church and whatever, and we had a new pastor, and they were there questioning him, One of the questions they asked him, and one of the things he was talking about was, oh, you know, if he has a son, he will, you know, let his son know, hey, you know, Ray, you know what I mean, protection and Ray, whatever. So they asked him, okay, so what about if you had a daughter? So he said, Tali, you know, your daughter not freaking condom, you're crazy. So they say, but basically, I like you encourage your son for the dorm. So that's why I was asking you guys the question to see where you'd say, because of the same son, me believe, if me give a freaking condom, I encourage you, you check on me, try to say.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how I'm going to deal with that, though. But when talking would have come and take place. But when I say I don't know how I'm going to deal with them, in the sense that Managa encourage the behavior. So Managa tell you, hey, here's some condoms or do honestly speaking, let me just say I don't know how I'm gonna deal with that. I probably need for good on. I'm probably do some deep meditation about them coming in the home and handle buddy.
Yeah, because you're not gonna want to be talking sex with your kids. That just kind of feel out of place. And even if it becomes like a norm that you can talk freely, it's not gonna be something you don't want to talk about. Cause like there's somebody violating your daughter. But you know, your son violating somebody. He just don't hit the same. It's like, would you rather be stabbed or to stab? There's a different energy to that whole thing. So how would how would I approach it to my son? I would let him know that as a man, he has a bunch of responsibilities. You check? You're gonna rob somebody sometime if you're not prepared. These are, like, I know a lot of people nowadays, they're talking about, like, gender roles and men not supposed to be tied down to their... ideal as a man, like how can I say it? Men are supposed to be the providers, and women are thinking, stop telling your sons that, because they're not supposed to. I'm like, okay, why you want to take away responsibilities for a man, you know? So I feel like I would try to tell my son that if he's taking this route and he's not careful, I just want to know what his options are. And if he's willing to weigh those options, then, nigga, you got to deal with your the repercussion of your actions. And, like, I'm going to, as a father, I'm going to hold him to them.
What do you think, Bling?
Me? Well, I mean, honestly, but me, they just, as me say, me, they just talk to you. If my hand daughter, you know what I mean, like, as time go by, like, mother say that mother go too in-depth, but mother talk to she about protection and so forth, you know what I mean? As me say, my nah, give them, you know what I mean? Make them, they go up on them, but, you know, then sometimes in school, certain seminars and so, and give them out, you know what I mean? So if you just by chance, me go to my daughter room, I find some clothes, or me in my son room, I find some clothes, and I boot up and pack a condom and so forth. And I don't really say nothing because I'm done. Give the foundation and talk to you, you know what I mean? As to, like, be cautious, you know what I mean? Be cautious. Just in case you're going to do them kind of things, you know what I mean? I'm going to encourage it, but, you know, sometimes picking you're curious and they want to do things behind your back, something might happen. Just do something. Just make sure you're cautious in doing it, you know what I mean? And, like, we don't make sure they're informative of, like, this can cause pregnancy, you know what I mean? Without, you know what I mean? Different little talk things, you know what I mean? But me now, I don't make it seem like maybe they preach down on that topic, you know what I mean? Maybe now and again, I will talk and me hear one little curiosity in them voice, they want to ask something. You say, hey, shoot your question, man, you know what I mean? Don't hold back nothing, you know what I mean? Come here, where you think, you know what I mean? And me just hear them, put them the point of view, and then me give them for me. You know what I mean? Guidance. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's it.
You know, it's interesting too. When I was growing up, I know lots of girls believed in like a fairy tale until they're like, you're getting out to the real world and somebody shattered that dream. I feel like that's the innocent dream that they hold on to even in their young adult years. So I feel like if you paint it like some girls, oh, they really believe in marriage before sex, you know? And then sometimes they just can't because they give in to lust or a guy convinced them of something else, right? Because, you know, are sick with the words. But I feel like if you really paint like a good picture, like you tell her like, look, it's supposed to be special. It has to be with the special person. And you show her that there are people out here that are willing to like loot. Like if she know how certain men think and she have like standards and values, I feel like a value can really affect how she see things. Like if she's not believing in the fairy tale, like there's a special soulmate out here for you, or this one specific guy for you, then she's not gonna, when she finds somebody that she thinks is the one, she's gonna dive in deep. Like, if you let her know that, look, body count is something that the world is gonna tell you shouldn't matter, but it kinda does, right? A lot of guys might not care, but probably the special ones do, you know? And the guys who are willing to take their time and to wait might probably be a decent guy to invest your time in. You know, people want something exciting, something new. So I feel like shelter girls, they get more experience from guys who really don't, you know, are not traditional for their liking. So they lean more to them. So I feel like if I have a daughter, I would have to let her know what are important to guys and what should be important to her. Not just like purity or anything, but like, there's no way you can tell somebody to not have sex. Some people.
You can.
Okay, yeah, you can. But it's the majority of people.
who lose Risa. Who? Who?
Risa.
Huh?
Yeah, Risa does school 1:30 home. School 1:30 home.
And school.
You know what I mean? I mean, who the hell? Where you go?
This school. One break or during a class session. Anyways. So yeah, no, I think it'll have to be something where you have to tell her, like, despite what people say, this is what men feel like underneath. Because, like, okay, real talk, Justin, Khalid, you don't really care about body count, but if you were to care, wouldn't it be a big deal?
No, I care about body count, or the figure tell. All
right, me, sorry. I'm care
about body count.
Or what the figure tell. Me, yeah. Like,
me,
yeah. Like, if you're not showing me, like, okay, me nah don't really go out there and ask you, you know, how much money don't be with, you know what I mean?
None of your business, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Me nah don't really go into like that. But if a situation like our chat and you just happen to like ask me, you know, how much money don't be with or something, me, I'm, you know what I mean? Me gotta ask you for your honest answer and say, what about you? You know what I mean? And If you tell me 10, if you like your pan, your hand and your count, you know, like, what? Like, I'm going to look for your kind of whole time, you're like, why can't you have to count? Like, I so much, you know what I mean? Like, what, man, I go, you know, sometimes the expression from your face, and you're going to watch them kind of whole, you're like, you know what I mean? But you're going to start moving kind of, because you're going to look for she tell your boy, she don't go to 10, man. But like, okay, you don't deal with 10, man, but how much of them get the nookie, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because me think if you bring up that, me want to know who I don't get the nookie, who I don't hit. You know what I mean?
Checking the Carfax, yeah. So you can know what's going on for you and
me. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Check. Somebody can come back and try to arrest me, man, for track dog anything. You try to trap me, like.
Right, because, like, me does they talk. Me never race, me does they be wish me like that, but. Me does they talk some girl back in the day near Audrey. You catch me?
Mm.
And me tell you, when Audrey does. When me first started Audrey, me realized Audrey. I don't know if I'm broken home, I don't know what the hell it is. But me find that she have it quite fine, you know what I mean? And she tell me she at the time, she was what, 14 or something. And I would chat and she tell me she don't go through 7 months. I'm like, 7? So, like, at the time, me try to figure out, yo, like, you know what I mean? You don't go through 7 months. Ah, 7 don't hit. Like, whenever, me even remember if me ask me how, but you know what I mean? I mean, think she tell me 2 out of 7 or 3 out of 7, you know what I mean? She give him pizza or something like that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But then now she started doing my talk, the kid, you know what I mean? Because that's the boss was, he said the name, right? Addy.
Mm-hmm.
Addy said he wait for me name, so he take for me KH and put for me AD, and name he says Kane. So people just think, ah, that's like a brother. So she like, Cade messaged her and, you know what I mean, she you know, she talked to Cade and so forth. So sometimes me there and he talk to she. And me just like, yo, you know, me just, they talk to she, but me never really ask if I don't do it after that to say, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if me there, I'm like, yo, if I mean, me hand, you know what I mean, more picture, you know what I mean, more see what I'm going. Plow, me don't hear, ping, 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 me get them, you know what I mean, me get them, you know what I mean, and when one night, boy, she said she want a phone sex. So yeah.
Anyway, it's time then to call it. But can't you tell a story?
So they tell me how I look a fall out bed, you know? And boy, me lie down on the bed there, boy. Me say, yeah, boy, oh, you know, Jerry, right there, lie down now. But me try to figure out how. So what we just do? We just pick her and the light quick. We see Jerry's face. I turn to me, eyes, she back. And but I say, okay, Jerry face turned, you know, she back turned to the wall, so me say the put. So me does day and yeah boy, my girl from the phone and she when me here she missed it at age 14 and so, and she tell me what she done a dildo and so I'm like, what? You know what I mean? And then like as I start getting deeper, like she tell me some vibes and so forth and me tell me like, wow, so you how daddy. Well, how you try to protect your child from certain things, you know what I mean? But she me done gone deep in there, get me? And again, when my partner now, kid start hit on my, start deep hit on my so forth, then he tell my boy, she no mourn and all that something. And I say, what do you mean she no mourn? The man say, she no mourn, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm like, then I come to understand that she doesn't mourn. The man and then we just there putting in the work, no shit, and she just don't mourn. So me just like, no one if he come from a situation with the rest.
I make him a box on me the back of his head.
You know what I mean? So me just they wonder, like, where you come from? Because
maybe somebody made a fushy room and all, so she have a quiet.
No, but me no, the day I'm go walk the time, right? And
right.
My girl call me and tell me, boy, she clean up she room. So I say, you do what? She said, she clean up your room. She said, kid was over by her and so forth. You know what I mean? And she tell me, he come over and you know what I mean? Then they do what they do and so forth. I said, all right, dating because me don't lock you up because they come to me and tell my boy, defend the boy, he deal with the girl. You know what I mean? Because one day me go and kiss the girl and kiss you up and my girl go and tell the boy, she kiss me. And she fall in love with me.
Hi, Mr. Steelerman, bitch.
You know what I mean? So, me end up on half of
Justin, look. Oh, he can TV woman now.
No, the dog good, man. The dog good.
So, me half, you know what I mean? Kind of touch you off and kind of make a great greeting. So then, you know what I mean? He explained the virus to me and so forth. He told me, boy, he put in work and my girl just now won nothing. I'm going to say, So then we start thinking about myself. Ah, the man and there, how much money she done? By the time when me they talk to she don't go to 7.
College, they wait for you now. She don't kiss you and love you after she say, man, I'm going to call you here.
My feel so. You know what I mean? But I never go. I never go, you know what I mean? And she tried paint a bad picture of me with my ex-girl, you know? But nevertheless, the story for another time. But yeah, I mean, just think, like, where would it do? Like, how she get exposed to having dildos and, you know what I mean, done deal with...
But plenty of porn.
Darling, please stop.